In an address to the nation today, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon gave his response to the recent escalation of violence in the region. He said his government will establish buffer zones between Israel and the Palestinians to achieve what he called security separation. Palestinians were disappointed with the speech, and earlier today, the violence showed no signs of abating. There were more Israeli military strikes in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. 8 Palestinians and an Arab Israeli were killed, and dozens of Palestinians wounded. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Sharon has been under fire at home for not talking to Israelis about a security situation that has recently plunged into some of the worst episodes of violence in the past 17 months. In advance of the speech, Sharon's aide suggested the prime minister would take a moderate tone, raising hopes that after the heavy bloodshed of the past 2 weeks, there would be a new effort to reach a ceasefire. Palestinians appeared to be laying the groundwork for diplomatic progress when Yasser Arafat repeated his call for a halt to Palestinian attacks against Israelis. Arafat also ordered the arrest of 3 people suspected in the murder of an Israeli cabinet minister last fall. But Sharon broke no new diplomatic ground, repeating his formula that there can be no progress until a complete cessation of violence is achieved. In fact, he added that complete demilitarization of the Palestinian zone is a condition for making progress. Sharon also confirmed that the recent blizzard of military strikes and operations would, if anything, increase. We will continue to fight terrorism and terrorists with all our might, said Sharon, and we'll intensify our activities. We will not rest, he continued, until terrorism is eradicated, until a terrorist organization's infrastructure is dismantled and their weapons are confiscated and destroyed. Sharon said at the same time Israel would do everything in its power to promote a ceasefire. The one new element in the speech was Sharon's signal that the growing support among Israelis for a unilateral separation from the Palestinians had reached the highest levels of the government. In order to enhance the security of the citizens of Israel, said Sharon, and for the purpose of achieving security separation, we have decided to establish buffer zones. During a discussion among cabinet members, it was decided to immediately begin marking buffer zones and placing obstacles along them. Sharon evaded questions about where these buffer zones would be located, whether Palestinian land would be seized and occupied to enforce them, and what the implications might be for Israeli settlers in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Palestinians said they heard nothing in the speech that offered any hope for progress toward a ceasefire or the resumption of peace talks. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Nabil Shaath told CNN that it's futile to try and separate people who he said are living within each other's skin.
If separation is intended to stop suicidal missions, it has failed. If it's intended to stop trade and communication between the two people, it has succeeded to the misery of both. I don't think the answer is separation. The answer is a real peace that brings harmony between the two neighbors based on justice.
It's not clear that Palestinian militant groups would have respected Arafat's call for another unilateral ceasefire, even with a positive gesture from Sharon. But in the absence of one, Palestinians are highly pessimistic. An estimated 40,000 Palestinians marched in funerals in the Gaza Strip today, chanting that millions of martyrs were marching toward Jerusalem. For the moment, the Sharon government seems clear only about its intent to keep trying to stop them, not with a diplomatic solution, but with physical barriers and force. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.